This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. With so much to celebrate this month, Black History, Valentine's Day, President's Day, which also gives us a holiday weekend, it helps to have someone in the know to wade through it all. Tanya Pendleton is our Things to Do curator, and she's here with her list of events worth considering. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. Philadelphia is a wonderful place to celebrate Black History Month because there's so much history here. By 1790, the city had a population of approximately 2,000 free blacks. To honor that legacy, the Free Library of Philadelphia is hosting a special event.
You're talking about the main library branch on Vine Street?
That's right. Their hands-on history series is sponsoring The Elite of Our People. It's an event that allows you to view and even handle rare books, photos, and papers owned by middle-class African Americans in the 19th and 20th centuries. It happens on Saturday at 10 a.m. in the library's Rare Book Department. It's free, but registration is required.
Connecting to history for me is so enhanced when it's presented in a hands-on way.
I think it makes the past seem much more tangible. I would definitely agree. Moving from history to the present day, do you know what February 9th is?
I will tell you it's 10 days shy of my birthday.
Aw, happy early birthday. Well, it's also National Pizza Day.
I do tend to hit the carbs hard in the winter, so I got to know about this.
Well, this event is for you, Jennifer. There's a vegan pizza crawl on bikes on Sunday.
Wait a minute. It's a pizza crawl, but you're on bicycles.
It starts at 1 o'clock on Frankfort Avenue, then heads to multiple pizza places, vegan ones, of course. Now, you don't have to ride the whole thing. You can just meet up at each spot. But if you do, at least you're working off the calories from all that pizza.
Okay. Well, you know, I always thought vegan pizza enthusiasts were really left out, but I was so wrong.
Jennifer, you should know by now, there is literally nobody left out of Philadelphia events. Now, for those who prefer motorized travel, the Philadelphia Auto Show drives into the Pennsylvania Convention Center this weekend.
Beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep?
It's here for 2 weeks and showcases all the new cars from electric and driverless and from foreign to domestic.
There is a dizzying amount of special options in cars today, and it's a great chance to check them out.
It just makes it so hard to know which one you want to buy, especially if you're in the market for a new car, as I am. But once you do buy that dream car, you can drive it to our other marquee event, Philly Theater Week. There are 300 events and performances in 10 days in the greater Philadelphia area. That includes productions at the South Camden Theater Company in South Jersey, the Delaware Theater Company in Wilmington, and at the Players Club of Swarthmore.
Tanya, are these events budget-friendly?
Most of the shows are free, and the rest are $15 to $30. So yes, very budget-friendly. And if that's not enough live performance for you, Fringe Arts' Blue Heaven Comedy Festival is also happening this weekend. It's at their location at Columbus Boulevard and Ray Streets, featuring a selection of comedians over two nights starting on Friday.
Now we have plenty of choices for live theater. What about live music?
Michael Kilgore is a singer known for his work on Broadway. He also made a viral gospel song based on Maxine Waters' Reclaiming My Time quote.
Set me free, why don't you be?
His debut album, A Man Born Black, just came out, and he's at World Cafe Live on Friday night. And our homegrown star, R&B crooner Bilal, is at City Winery on Sunday night. His classic song, Soul Sister, was just remixed for the Queen and Slim soundtrack.
I'm really liking that venue. I've been a couple times. Well, it's a packed weekend and month, and we're really just getting started.
And there's so much more. If you head to whyy.org/things to do, you can find out where a special Black History Month celebration is happening in Dover, Delaware, and which restaurants are participating in Lansdale Restaurant Week. Jennifer, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well. Enjoy.